this other thing. Now, I don't understand how the brother Hassan Campbell is out here making this big fuss about Bam Bada when as a grown man, you're standing right next to this man. Now, I seen a picture earlier, and I'm like, I don't know if this one's real or fake. This and the other. So I took it down. This one right here is a real picture. This is a real picture. Right? The way he's going so hard. On this hip hop museum because he's saying Bam has got something to. Bam stepped down in 2016. He was involved. Niggas is like, nah, nigga, no, you out of here. He stepped down. He has nothing to do with this thing since 2016. And 7 years later, his name ain't on no paperwork. He ain't got nothing to do with it. There are people that is Zulu Nation that may have been close to Bam, this, that, and the third. But now they trying to make this whole thing like hip hop is a pedophile ring, right? So Hassan is being used right now, in my opinion, along with this lady named I don't even know her name, right? But they all like, listen. Tasha Rain, you are correct. This is all Moon. If you don't know who Moon is, Tasha Rain could tell you in the chat. Right? Now, I'm going to break this whole thing down. Right? Now, I'm not saying that Hassan Campbell is not a victim. I'm not saying, Ronald B. Savage Stinger is not a victim, right? I'm not saying that at all. And I'm not saying that I'm not sympathetic to anybody that have may allegedly been taken advantage of by Afrika Bambaataa, right? I believe Afrika Bambaataa is gay, right? I believe that. That's my personal belief. I believe Afrika Bambaataa messed with men, boys, teenagers, whatever. I'm not saying babies, but the same sex. I believe that I told that story, right? I told that story way back when I tell the story about Bambaataa, Russell Simmons, Andre Harrell, Rick Rubin and Fly Tyler Williams, all in the beginning and starting at the Roxy. I tell this whole thing. I tell my whole what's the word I'm looking for? My whole conspiracy on how this gay thing got started in hip hop, right? I put Bam in the beginning of it, along with like the Russell Simmons, the Andre Harrells, this, that, and that. I said this years ago, right? On Doggy Diamonds, in the interview with Doggy Diamonds, right? You see me sitting on the bench. I got on a blue suit. I tell this whole story. So I don't doubt what Hassan Campbell or Ronald Savage saying about Bam messing with the same sex. I believe them that with that, right? Because it's this whole underground gay movement in hip hop, and it started way back then in the Roxy with these niggas, right? In my opinion. So me growing up in the Bronx and being in hip hop, I've been hearing that Bam was on the gay side, right? So moving forward, right? None of these people that I know or that people can bring receipts that they press charges on this man. You know what I'm saying? Or there's settlements out there like it was with R. Kelly. Even though R. Kelly didn't get arrested for a bunch of shit, he had a whole bunch of settlements with people and stuff, which contribute to him getting to where he's at today, right? Well, Hassan Campbell right now and this whole movement to stop the hip hop museum, right? If Hassan and B. Stinger both had the opportunity before the statute of limitations was up to press charges on Bam. Hassan didn't show up. And B. Stinger didn't do it. And remember, Star went hard on B. Stinger. Remember when he cursed him out and threatened him because he was mad at him because he wouldn't go and do what he told him to do to get Bam locked up, right? We all heard the audio, right? So, let me take y'all back, right, to show y'all that I believe Moon is behind this whole thing, right? Allegedly. Here we go. The whole thing, the whole Jessica Reed thing with Charlamagne, right? Star called me up and got me involved in that. Right? I didn't know this girl from a hole in the paint, this, that, and other. Star called me up and got me involved in that. Yo, this girl, woo, because he knew at the time I had a gripe with Charlamagne, right? Now, I have no relationship, no friendship with this dude, this, that, and other. Like I said, he just reached out to me and said, yo, I think this will be good for you, whatever. Here's what I believe, right? Tasha Rain, could you let them know who Moon is? So throughout the whole thing with Jessica, right, he's the one that brought it to the masses, right? Now, here, this is my personal belief, and this is alleged. This is what I believe. I believe that when Charlamagne went on, was it Academics? It's Academics and the Brilliant Idiots, right? I don't know which one was first, right? When Charlamagne went, he told that story about how he got arrested because a girl tried to say that he raped her or whatever, whatever. And he talked about it, and they laughed and was joking about it, this, that, and other. When Charlamagne told that story on there, I believe, and it is alleged, this is my belief, that Star went and tracked down the whoever Charlamagne was talking about and found Jessica Reed. That's my belief. She say that she came out because she heard him talking about it, this, that, and the other. And she knew that he was talking about her, and this is why she came out, this, that, and the other. Right now, Charlamagne the God was Charlamagne the God in South Carolina before he got to Wendy Williams. So she always knew who Charlamagne the God was. He never changed his name. His name was Charlamagne the God before he even became famous. She knew him as Charlamagne the God. Right? Now, I'm not going to get into their whole case or whatever, right? The incident happened. Charlamagne get arrested. He pleads guilty to it. Being that she doesn't come to court and cooperate with the DA, they brought the charge down to a lesser charge and charged him with giving a minor a drink. He didn't get charged with nothing sexual because the mother didn't let her testify, right? Now, after that point, she had a 6-year window civilly to sue Charlamagne. This happened in about 99, 2000, I believe, right? So she had a 6-year window to sue him civilly, right? He was still Charlamagne the God. Charlamagne made it to Wendy Williams and became bigger, right? So Charlamagne was still Charlamagne from the nigga from South Carolina to Wendy Williams. He goes to Wendy Williams and he has a stint where he's even popular. She still knows who this guy is because he's Charlamagne, right? Right? And he left and she's traumatized by him, right? Because of what he did to her. So she's never going to forgive him. And he's on her paperwork from the case. He's on her paperwork from the hospital report, all that from the whole thing, right? So he goes from Wendy Williams' experience to the Breakfast Club. Do a whole stint on the Breakfast Club for 5 years before he gets to academics or the Brilliantaries. Renews, whatever. He's bigger on the Breakfast Club than he was on Wendy Williams. So she still seeing this nigga. He's on the radio to stand up. Now he tells the story, right, of in about 2018, 2019, he tells the story of him catching a case. Ironically, you're telling me, out of all the people in the world, she happens to find Star to do an interview with, the nigga that got a problem with Envy for getting him fired from the radio and having the lawsuit with Envy and everything because of what he said about Envy's daughter. And now Envy and Charlamagne are co-hosts on the radio station, right? So allegedly, there goes the gripe. The station and Envy, right? Charlamagne, I don't know if it's person with him, but there goes the open the door. Now, Charlamagne tells the story. Now, she's saying, oh, he talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Not taking nothing from her being the victim, not saying that he didn't do what he did. I believe what she said in certain parts, certain things, I don't know, right? That's besides the point. However, she comes and she's connected to Star, right? Who got a gripe with Envy and Claire Channel or whoever, whatever, right? Boom. He comes to me, who got a problem with Charlamagne. Yo, this girl, whoa, 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 whoa. How the fuck did y'all two get together? Now, she's saying that somebody in her family said, yo, you should reach out to Star. Why Star? Why? Star comes to me, right? Boom. Gets me to do the documentary for her, right? I don't want to do it. They crying, oh, you know, it's true. You heard the police. Da, da, da. I don't want to do it because I got a personal gripe with Charlamagne, and it's going to look like I'm being revengeful. But homeboy know that, right? This is why he come to me and do it, because they could have did it without me, right? They could have did a documentary, right? He could have got somebody else to do it, right? So, boom. I do it, whatever, whatever. I help this girl, and she fucking turns against me. Y'all all seen it. A nigga told her he gave her $100 for me that he could have gave to her, and she believed it, whatever. I'm past all that, right? But here's the connection, right? Kwame Brown get into a beef with Charlamagne, right? Now, he got a buzz going back and forth with Charlamagne. So now, the girl don't fuck with me no more. And now, Star stopped fucking with her. Me and him both stopped fucking with her because she went in and turned on us for some lady that promised that she was going to do this, that, and the third for her, right? She didn't, right? One way or another, she doubled back. I wound up messing with her. Star, you little monkey face, was calling her a little monkey face bitch. This, that, and her. F her, this, that, and her. She knows all this, right? She got to see text messages, all this shit of Star talking bad about her, right? She didn't like Star. She don't like Star. I don't know how they got cool again. But I know for a fact, she don't like Star. She don't like Tasha K. And I guess I've seen that ultimately she became an opportunist because she go to me, she go to Star, then it come to me, and then it's fuck Star. You know what I'm saying? And then it's turned around and she go to the lady, then it's the fuck me and Star. Then the lady, she see the lady can't produce her, so it's fuck the lady. She double back to me. She fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? Then everything gets done. I put out to me, she got love for me, this, that, and the third. Boom. Kwame gets popular, right? Kwame gets popular and shit. And now it's fuck choke. So now you see the opportunist pattern, right? Now it's fuck choke that I never did. But the thing was, oh, you took $100 from a nigga. A nigga, I told the nigga, yo, you use my footage, nigga. Hit my Cash App. He sent her $100 to me. Why are you sending me $100 for her out of nowhere? Nigga, you use my footage. She ain't paid for that footage. That's my shit. He hit my Cash App. He goes to tell her, oh, I sent you $100 to choke. Instead of her calling me, ask me, she flips out on me, whatever. That was the out to stop fucking with me. Now that I look at the bigger picture, right? Now she going fucks with Kwame, right? Now I'm trying to school Kwame on, yo, this nigga Star introduced me to this girl, this, that, and the other, this, that, and soon as they get to Kwame, Kwame takes her in, right? And now they doing the whole new document. That shit ain't dropped yet. That shit was 3 years ago. They supposed to drop it that September of that year, which was like 3 or 4 months. How many of y'all remember? Don't drop it now, goddammit. Don't drop it now, because I gave you some publicity. They said they had a whole motherfucking documentary that was going to be better than mine, and this. She went over there and fucked with Kwame and them and this other dude. Kwame got in the documentary. He in there talking about mama's cooking, this, that, and the other. They ain't got nothing to do with her getting raped or Charlamagne, this, that, and the other. But they tried to capitalize off Kwame going at Charlamagne like they did with me. I had a problem with him, so they came to me. Now Kwame got a problem, and he got this big buzz that's dead right now. No disrespect to you, Kwame. I'm just saying the fact that they jumped on you while your wave was up here, right? I bet your phone don't ring no more, right? So they go over to Kwame, and then the mother goes, starts to just make up this bullshit ass, like, oh, Arthur, leave us alone. You bothering us. And then, and I'm like, where the hell is this coming from? I look up, this nigga star over there with flowers and shit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And they back with, now she back with, and I know she don't like this nigga. But now they back over there, and then they making videos about me, talking shit about me. And I'm like, wow. And all the fans and the viewers that was sort went through this whole shit with us, they looking at her like, wow, you turned on choke? Oh, over $100? Yeah, he took $100. The people see it, right? So now she go, and then she goes, and Tasha K ruins her whole shit by bringing the Avion nigga on her show, right? Now she with Tasha K, and she hate Tasha K. I know this for a fact. She hate Tasha K more than she hate Star. Now she's with Star and Tasha K, and she going to Tasha K do another interview and stuff, and now this time she throw her fucking mother under the bus. I mean, threw her mother under the bus. So you go from Star to me to Kwame. No, Star to me. To me and Star to the lady. To fuck me and Star to me. To fuck Star to fuck me to Kwame. To they're back with Star and them. And they all go do this bullshit ass shit that never came out. That never came out. Right? Now, here go the problem. When Kwame was on his ass, it brought the publicity back. Right? So now everybody's giving me the credit because the doc and her seeing her with me several times on Instagram. They, people are giving me the credit, and Star's not getting mentioned. Right? So He need his props. So this is where he go and allegedly manipulate the whole situation, get with Kwame and all of them, and the mother again, and this, that, and the other. And then it's fuck choke. Then Flex goes on his fucking radio station, play my whole fucking interview going at Charlamagne. He going at Charlamagne. He played my whole documentary with Jessica and then turn around and give the credit to Star. Never mention my name. And then when I go to check, oh, joke, I didn't know that was yours. Motherfucker, everybody knew it was mine. So he's behind the scenes allegedly going at the Breakfast Club, Envy, Charlamagne stuff, but he's using me and her. And he's behind the scenes, and she's doing all the shooting, and he's throwing the gun at our feet. Now he's doing it again with the Bambada shit, allegedly. It's the same shit with the Bambada shit. He wanted Hassan Campbell to show up to make sure he could press charges to get Bam locked up. Remember that? Ask Hassan Campbell. He'll tell you. He was mad at him for that. Hassan Campbell went from Star to messing with Doggy Diamonds. And then created his own persona. And then he grabbed Ronald B. Savage to try to get him to press charges on Bam, allegedly. And then what happened with Ronald B. Savage? He didn't want to do it. And he flipped out on him, cursed him out, threatened him, and all that shit. Y'all remember? You heard the video. So then what'd he do? Allegedly, he went and got this lady, Liel Wills or whatever, Remember that documentary that came out on YouTube? Zulu Nation, the first hip-hop gay family. That star, allegedly, working with the chick. So he got the chick allegedly in front of him, and she's going out here talking about Bam and hip-hop and the Zulu Nation is a pedophile. It's all him. He couldn't do it. He couldn't use Ronald B. Savage, allegedly. He couldn't use Hassan Campbell, allegedly. He couldn't control those niggas. Now he got the chick doing it. Who's the chick? What's she got to do with this? Now, the reason I'm showing her song is because how are you so mad at Bam and you standing next to this nigga as a grown-ass man? So this ain't about Bam no more with her song. He's getting manipulated because he had the opportunity to get him locked up. He didn't show up on the day he was supposed to do it. So is that a person that won justice? That's like them telling you, yo, if you don't come to court on this day, you foreclose on your house. You're not going to show up to court? Now, I'm going to prove to y'all with my phone. Now today they had a protest out of the city hall, right? Several people going out there and they trying to say like the hip hop museum, they trying to turn the whole hip hop museum thing into like hip hop is a pedophile ring. Hip hop. Not Bam was messing with allegedly some young boys or messing with both teenagers or whatever it was. They trying to make it like hip hop now. Like, bro, I'm telling y'all, allegedly, this nigga's behind all this shit. Now, Bam, Zulu Nation, y'all need to let us know what the hell y'all did to Star, yo. Y'all niggas did something to Star. I'm telling you, watch what I show you. Watch what I show you. Pay attention. Watch this. This is it. Listen to what they saying out here.
Until 5 years after the age of 18, she goes to the police. That's what's going on, 23 years old. Many people in science has taught us that Sometimes you need 40, sometimes even longer years separated from the actual crime to have the actual courage to talk about it. We have to change these laws. We have to talk to elected officials. We have to make some noises, okay? People mind their business. Like I mentioned, many celebrities went out, you know, and say, listen, we heard things, but I mind my business. We are not going to mind our business.
That's right.
We're going to shout. We're going to talk. We're going to scream. We're going to be out here every single time. Okay? And you got my word, Layla. Yeah. I'll be out here anytime you need me, because this is a good fight, folks.
Yes.
You want to stand for something? Stand for this. Stand for the kids. Get rid of the term limits, period. We're not here.
So this dude, he's sitting there saying, change the terms on the statute of limitations so they could go back 40 years and arrest Bam Bada, right? Y'all see the lady in the back with the sage?
They don't actually come forward. Because if they come forward, what happens is the truth comes out. And it turns out that the powerful were more interested in their image and their power than were ever interested in children. Children are just collateral damage in these systems. And that was 3 years ago. So it's time to stop DNA. Actually, the United States. Proud USA works on civil rights for children, and that means ending child sex abuse for all children. This is the first gathering that I know of Black men standing up and saying no more. Despite the difficulties, despite the criticism they get, they are standing up for all children. And we thank them for that. You know, children were property at one time, but now they're persons who deserve rights and protection. I am so honored to stand with everyone of these survivors fighting an institution that is funded by government money in a way it should.
Yeah, I had people on the ground standing right there filming for me. Yes, I did. To see if who was going to show up. And guess who didn't show up?
We believe.
Now, this is the girl. This is the girl that allegedly is working with Star. This is her right here. This is the one that did the Zulu hip hop first gay family thing that he was promoting on his channel and doing all this shit. This nigga is hiding his hand. Trust me. Listen to her and see who she give credit to. This is how I knew today who ass is allegedly behind this bullshit. Watch what she say.
When Marcy Hamilton comes up here, she's going to talk about enablers. We believe that museum is a Zulu Nation operation. When Marcy Hamilton comes up here, she's going to talk about enablers. Just like in Epstein's case, R. Kelly's case, the allegations against Bam Bada span from the 1970s. To the 1980s, to the 1990s, into the 2000s.
What do Bam got to do with the Hip Hop Museum? He stepped down in 2016 because of niggas made him get out. He's not on no paperwork. He has nothing to do with it at all. And that's been for 7 years. Withdrawing. Ain't no, you think somebody was going to do something to Hassan Kim at a press conference where there's nothing but news cameras? You believe that shit? You telling me a victim would be scared to go to a press conference where it's nothing but news cameras, and you think something niggas is dumb enough to do some shit to a victim at a press conference where it's nothing but news cameras and police? You believe that? She could tell him not to go. This is what I'm talking about with smart dummies, man. Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. So this nigga could go in his projects with the burner. He could go meet niggas, tell niggas. He could go sit down with Tekashi and fucking whack 100. But she could tell him don't go to a fucking broad daylight press conference. But he could go meet niggas in the studio in a secluded place at night with liquor and shit. But she gonna tell him don't go outside in broad daylight where a whole fucking news crew is at, several news crews, a bunch of protesters, and she told him don't come out there for what? Get the fuck out of here. Because he's the nigga that hit you in the head with the headshot. This is why y'all didn't want him up there to get on TV. So niggas could be like, him? Fuck out of here. He's not there because of his image. He's not there because he had the opportunity to put Bam in jail. He didn't show up. Smart dummies.
We believe that museum is a Zulu Nation operation. When Marcy Hamilton comes up here, she's going to talk about enablers. Just like in Epstein's case, R. Kelly's case, the allegations against Bambaataa span from the 1970s to the 1980s to the 1990s into the 2000s. And we don't care about a museum. We're not trying to destroy the museum. But your hip-hop history is not better than any of their history. You owe the people. We are the people who bought your music. We supported you. You know why the Me Too movement was successful?
Do y'all hear this bullshit?
We believe.
It is not right. You see, I showed y'all how many people was involved in this museum. From P. Nice to Third Base to Curtis Blow to Roxanne Shante to Sha Rock. Like, they, come on. I'm telling y'all who behind this shit.
We believe that museum is a Zulu Nation operation. When Marcy Hamilton comes up here, she's going to talk about enablers. Just like in Epstein's case, R. Kelly's case, the allegations against Bambaataa span from the 1970s to the 1980s to the 1990s into the 2000s. And we don't care about a museum. We're not trying to destroy the museum, but your hip hop history is not better than any of their history. You owe the people. We are the people who bought your music. We supported you. You know why the Me Too movement was successful? Years to this day, March 29th, 2016, Troy started, Terrain started interviewing these guys who were in the shooting. 7 years to this day, March 29th, 2016, Troy started, Terrain started interviewing these guys who were in the foundation. And they started talking about what happened to them. And we...
Now, what I told y'all, who's getting the credit? Who's getting the credit? Y'all heard it, right? Why is that name relevant into what she's saying at this goddamn shit? Nigga won his credit every time. Nigga won his credit every time. There you go, right there. You heard it, right? There you go, right there. Am I right, y'all, or am I right? Am I right, y'all, or am I right? Am I right, y'all, or am I right? Who is we? She just said he interviewed them, and that's where it started. And then from there, boom. We ain't have, listen to what she said again. I told y'all, this shit ain't about no motherfucking... This nigga got a personal gripe against Zulu Nation, and he's shooting the gun again, and he's throwing it at this woman's feet because he threw it at fucking Ronald Savage's feet, and he kicked it back to him. He threw it at Hassan's feet, and he kicked it back to him. Now he using this chick. I'm telling y'all, I knew it. Bam. Star got them to talk. We heard that. So now we going to get it. He's allegedly behind her with the Zulu Nation First Family of Hip Hop. He's the only fucking nigga that covered that shit on YouTube. I don't know what y'all niggas, Zulu niggas did to that nigga, but This is the same press conference shit that he told Jessica Reed she had to do. This is the same fucking plan, bro. The Layla chick is me. Just how I got used, she's the motherfucking now. Just how Kwame got used, she's it now. It's just another different fucking victim. Our own fucking people taking out, fucking up hip hop because they got kicked out the fucking game. Ain't that a bitch?
7 years to this day, March 29th, 2016, Troy started, Terrain started interviewing these guys who were in the foundation. And they started talking about what happened to them. And we, the general public, heard that. And we're not going to ignore that. We're not going to let them try to erase that because it's hip hop's 50th year. We will make this year the year of the predator because hip hop did not stand up for women or for children.
We cannot have a community like this. We cannot trust each other like this. We can, as a human family, come back together, but not when we try to erase.
Niggas is so fucking easy to read. Nigga, the pattern. Ho, you got it. You shouldn't have never told her to give you your credit. Make sure you say my name. Got you. Bam, did you touch that boy? Did you make that boy see stars? Why he got a hard on for you, Bam? You bust that ass, Bam? Why he got a hard on for you, Bam? Your man is behind this, Bam. You must have busted sun, moon, and stars out his ass. This nigga got a hard on for you. Look at this shit here.
7 years to this day, March 29th, 2016, Troy, Star, Terrain started interviewing these guys who were in the Blue Nation. And they started talking about...
Oh, nigga, the nigga did it on the anniversary of when he first did the interview with either Hassan Campbell or B Savage. Did you hear what she said? 7 years from today. This is all, you telling me that ain't him? You telling me that ain't him? 7 years to this day, they planned it on the anniversary of the fucking interview, dude. Listen.
7 years to this day, March 29th, 2016, Troy, Star, Terrain started interviewing these guys who were in the They started talking about what happened to them. And we, the general public, heard that. And we're not going to ignore that. And we're not going to let them try to erase that because it's hip hop's 50th year. We will make this year the year of the predator because hip hop did not stand up for women or for children. We cannot have a community like this. We cannot trust each other like this. We can, as a human family, come back together, but not when we try to erase.
Now y'all tell me, what are the chances that they having this protest on the 7th anniversary of when Star first interviewed a victim who came forth to talk anything about Bambi? What is the chances that this press conference is on the anniversary, 7 years to the date they go out there, 7 years on the date, and she knows to say this and credit him personally for 7 years to this date? How the fuck would she know that on March 29th, 7 years ago, or whatever it was, how would she know that's when he interviewed him? Is she not talking to him? Why would they be doing it on this day? March 27th. She said it. March 27th, 7 years ago to this day. Star Terrain Troy, or whatever the fuck his name is, started the interview and these things. And I told y'all who was behind this shit. Zulu, y'all know who to look for. Y'all know who it is now. Y'all know exactly who it is. Let me remind you one more time. Listen close. 5 didn't stand up for women and children. Hip hop did not stand up for women and children. I guess she never heard Dear Mama or Brenda's Got a Baby or Nas, I Know I Can't Be What I Want to Be If I Work Hard for It. Oh, you never heard? Really? Hip hop did nothing for women and children, yo. Queen Latifah ain't a woman. Moni Love ain't a woman. Roxanne Shanté ain't a woman. MC Light ain't a woman. You know how many women executives I know? Shari Bryant and Roc Nation. Hip hop did nothing for women. You ever heard of Missy Elliott? Nicki Minaj? Hip hop did nothing. So Lil Wayne putting Nicki Minaj on ain't doing nothing for a woman? All these labels that sign female MCs ain't do nothing for a woman? Michael Bivins ain't give ABC an opportunity? He didn't give kids, Boys to Men, opportunity? Jermaine Dupri didn't give Criss Cross opportunity? He did nothing for kids? How about Lil Bow Wow? Hip hop did nothing for women and kids. You see how much of a piece of shit these motherfuckers are? You serious? Hip hop did nothing for women and kids. Wow. Wow.
Try to erase that because it's hip hop's 50th year. We will make this year the year of the predator because hip hop did not stand up for women or for children. We cannot have a community like this. We cannot trust each other like this. We can, as a human family,
the universal nation.
I don't know what the hell that was. I guess she hit him with the Holy Ghost or something. Like, I don't know what the hell that was. But I guess y'all can see now. If nobody's understanding what they just watched, somebody explain it to y'all later.
Years to this day, March 29th, 2016, Troy Star Terrain started interviewing these guys who were in the Soul Nation. 7 years to this day, March 29th, 2016, Troy Star Terrain started interviewing these guys who were in the Soul Nation. And they started talking about what happened to them. And we, the general public, heard that. And we're not going to ignore that. And we're not going to let them try to erase that because it's hip hop's 50th year. We will make this year the year of the predator because hip hop did not stand up for women or for children.
Hip hop did not stand up for women and children. I don't understand how niggas could be standing around this lady listening to that shit and just not walk away. Like, are y'all fucking kidding me? Once again, I'm all here for the victims, right? But I'm not here for the bullshit, is what I'm saying. I'm just not here for the bullshit. Right? Hassan had the opportunity to show up on the day to press charges. He didn't show up for on the deadline for whatever reason. B Stinger, he didn't He didn't press no charges, right? B Stinger performed at the Hip Hop Museum 2 weeks ago. I'm not saying he ain't no victim or something, right? But he performed at the Hip Hop Museum 2 weeks ago and said, yo, all that stuff y'all hearing about Zulu, it's bullshit. Zulu forever. At the Hip Hop Museum. He performed there. You think he would perform there if Bam had something to do with it? You think he would have performed there and said, yo, all the stuff that y'all hearing about Zulu is bullshit? Because it ain't Zulu. One man. And niggas found him to be foul and they kicked his ass out the circle. But y'all could still go and pursue him. But why y'all going after him in the museum? Why? Because your man is mad. The museum ain't got shit to do with Bambada. Why y'all not at Bambada's residence? Why y'all not at Bambada's house? Why y'all not at Bambada's job? This nigga got a fucking Instagram with flyers on places where he gonna be at. Niggas still getting money. Why y'all not at where he's at? Why y'all wanna do the hip hop museum? Cause niggas kicked you out of hip hop. Cause niggas kicked your ass off the radio. Niggas so mad, the niggas as, one of these Zulu niggas might've boomed this nigga. Bam might've boomed that nigga. Bam might have bunked that nigga. That nigga got a personal gripe. He's standing behind people. He playing Geppetto once again. This poor lady don't even know. She out here looking crazy. Out here looking crazy. Oh, out there protesting at a museum that Bam ain't got nothing to do with. She don't even know she being used by this nigga. But I did. I figured it out. I bet you Kwame figured it out. You notice she mentioned Star started this whatever and never mentioned Doggy Diamonds or nobody else that interviewed these niggas. That's homeboy behind this whole shit. Trust me. His giveaway is the credit. He always wants the credit. This is why he had that girl turn on me. So she could be standing next to him and all that shit backfired in her fucking face, fucking with them snakes. The fucking documentary never came out. Nothing ever came of that bullshit because God don't like ugly. And then Kwame was in there. Mama's cooking. In the documentary about somebody being taken advantage of, he was in there. Mama's cooking. Shout out to Kwame. They try to motherfucking capitalize off your shit, nigga. Mama's cooking's dead now. That shit don't even, mama's, all that shit don't mean shit no more. You see how motherfuckers will turn on you and ride motherfuckers' coattails? Motherfuckers ain't loyal out here. Motherfuckers ain't loyal out here, bro. I swear to God, I ain't do nothing or steal nothing from that girl. And that motherfucker flipped her and her mother against me and shit. And look how this shit turned out. Motherfuckers left her for dead. No documentary, no nothing. They left her ass for fucking dead. Fucking snakes. She ran back to Tasha K out of all people. And threw her goddamn mother under the bus. I know their whole family got a whole bunch of new shit where all that other, the family member molested her. And before she even got into the shit with Charlamagne, she had already been molested. And man, that was heavy. I said, this nigga Tasha K is dirty, man. Dirty, man. She and Natasha K know she don't like her mother. And she just let her, got that girl up there to turn on me. The girl said, Tasha K said, yeah, and choke. He just as bad as Charlamagne. Oh, what? I ain't never did nothing. She, he did. And then she said, there and go, yeah, he is. Word? Oh, shit. Wow. Yeah, choke talking about he be having threesomes and shit. And he just as bad as Charlamagne. And Jessica, yeah, he is. Me having a threesome make me as bad as Charlamagne. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But that's how motherfuckers would turn. Yo, when I seen that shit, I said, I will never advocate for another motherfucker out here again. When I saw that shit, that motherfucker said, yeah, he is. I said, whoa, I'm as bad as Charlamagne? And you can sit there and coast that. Wow. Tasha K, a dirty motherfucking boy. But that's all right, because she had to bow down to my girl Cardi B. She had to apologize. She had to eat humble pie. So it don't bother me none. Motherfucker had to eat humble pie, boy. Just a little reminder. Reminder. Cardi! Just a little reminder. Just a little reminder. So, I'm not saying nothing did or didn't happen to Hassan Campbell or B. Ronald B. Stinger. And shout out to Hassan and shout out to B. Stinger. You know, I believe whatever y'all say. I'm just saying that y'all had the opportunity to press charges. 2 weeks ago, B. Stinger performed at the Hip Hop Museum and said, all the stuff y'all heard about Zulu, it ain't all the Zulu. Zulu for life at the museum. Hassan had the opportunity before the deadline to show up to get press charges pressed on. We seen Hassan saying that he seen Bam since he's been older. He has not done anything. He has not pressed charges on him, right? So all this Hip Hop Museum shit is to go after that bullshit, Zulu, the first gay family bullshit. This is just a continuation of that. I'm not saying that Bam is in the clear thing. Fuck Bam Butter. I don't fuck with Bam Butter. I ain't got nothing to do with Bam Butter. And if he did something to my kids, I would have cracked his head, right? So I'm not defending Bam Butter. If he is who he say he is, that nigga's a stone cold piece of turd. Okay, I'm not defending that nigga at all. You know what I'm saying? I'll beat his ass with you if that was the case, right? I'm saying the Hip Hop Museum has nothing to do with Africa Bambaataa. His name ain't on shit. He got some homies in there or whatever that's down with it. If y'all need to get them niggas to step down, then y'all niggas get them niggas to step down. But do not fuck up no Bronx Hip Hop Museum for hip hop when Hassan Campbell does not do nothing in hip hop. He's never been a rapper. He's never been a producer. He's never been a manager. He's never been a hairdresser. He's never been a stylist. He's never been an engineer. He's never been a lawyer, an entertainment lawyer. He has never done nothing in hip hop. He never worked at a label. He never worked at a clothing line. He has not done nothing in hip hop. Do not come fucking up our shit that we put in 30 years for, that we can have our stuff archived in this museum for years to come. Because this nigga's mad because he got a booty gripe with Zulu Nation. And I'm not talking about Hassan Campbell. Your boy is behind this bullshit. He's working with that chick. And I guarantee you, ain't no reason why for her to say his name and nobody else's name. So, allegedly, he's pulling these strings. And she'll tell it one day when the nigga turned on her like he turned on me. Now, let me tell you how much of a grimy nigga this nigga is, right? Remember the whole fucking snitch allegations that I supposed to have snitched on this nigga, whatever? While I'm working with this nigga, with Jessica Reed, he's behind that shit, getting Queens flipped to get this nigga to come on his channel to try to discredit me because he's mad because I'm getting all the attention from her. And then go and say, oh, yeah, I'm the one that got Queen flipped put that nigga on the shoulder, told him, nigga, I don't give a fuck. What you wanted me to address? Hearing you say that, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I knew it wasn't true. So y'all can keep clout chasing. Nigga, you was sitting there working with me and got a nigga going on Queen Flip to talk about me. And you sitting there acting like you was my friend. Nigga, you are the grimiest of the grimiest of the grimiest nigga. I know you behind this bullshit, allegedly. This nigga was acting like he was my friend and doubling back on with Queen's Flip and get trying to get niggas to come on and do shit about me. Why he fucking sitting there getting me to go at Charlamagne for him? Stone cold piece of shit. Yeah. He was behind that whole shit and wanted some attention a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was, and mentioned it. They thought I was going to jump out there and say something about it to say, nigga, I don't give a fuck about that shit. I know it wasn't true. I lived it. Niggas is grimy out here. So not only did he turn the girl against me, he turned Queen Flip against me, who a nigga who I was going to fuck with, who I thought was cool. But now I don't fuck with him because he did that shit. So, for all y'all out there that's sitting there supporting this bullshit, the Afrika Bambaataa got something to do with this music, he don't. And no motherfuckers is using a personal gripe and agenda to come up with this bullshit to try to shut the museum down because they fucking mad at Zulu Nation. It's the same motherfuckers doing the Zulu Nation first hip-hop gay family. Now these niggas supposed to have a fucking fake-ass pedophile ring because of one nigga. That ain't got shit to do with the museum. Yeah, it ain't nothing but snakes out here. This is why Choke don't fuck with nobody. All the YouTube Avengers out here, all these niggas clicking up and shit, doing each other's podcasts. This nigga need a co-host. This nigga got a nigga up there with him talking shit. These fucking five motherfuckers done grouped up. All these niggas, like, fake-ass niggas. And they still falling off, left and right. Can't pull no games on me. And let me document this once again. I am documenting this. I've been on YouTube for 2 hours and 37 minutes. And it says I have 0 views. Okay. Just want y'all to know they ain't messing with my numbers. As y'all can see right now, 2 hours and 38 minutes, and it says I have 0 views. I'm just going to document. This is going to make a great-ass documentary, boy. Ooh, somebody's going to be in trouble about this shit. I might get a damn award for this one. So, as y'all can see, If you're paying attention and you've been watching this whole thing, and if you're a normal subscriber of mine, everything that I just broke down to you, y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know what it is. Trust me, anybody from Zulu that's watching right now, them niggas is like, oh, shit. Thank you, Choke. Thank you. They done figured it out. Trust me, anybody from Zulu watching right now, I just put the shit together for them. These niggas is over here trying to destroy fucking hip hop and make money off of it every day. Ain't this a bitch? Get on YouTube, talk about hip hop shit, but the nigga trying to shut down our fucking museum. Get on YouTube, talk about nothing but hip hop events, current events, niggas in hip hop, and they trying to shut down the fucking museum, dog. And want your fucking cash apps and donations and destroying our shit, but want to fucking, yo, man, this is crazy. This is crazy. Yo, tomorrow night, Young Chris, I got the receipts. Chris, if you don't want me to do it, get my number from Neve Buck and stop me. If you don't stop me, then that means you don't mind. Somebody gonna tell you I just said that. All right, I'm going to give the receipts and show where this nigga Jay blackballed Chris. Ain't no alleged. I'm going to get into that tomorrow. All right, Choke No Joke, you know what it is. Niggas try to hate on the goddamn hip hop museum. I see it. We know who behind it. We know who behind it. I see the same play, the whole press conference, the whole shit, the anniversary. Oh, y'all niggas is so not slick. All right? They trying to ruin our hip-hop shit. Hey, just a bitch. You hating ass mother effers. I got something for you to hate on. Hate on this, goddammit.
Yeah. Legal Hustle. MAGA. You know what it is. It's Choke No Joke about killing heat. Left my boo with my dudes when I saw the heat. Was gone in 30 seconds, more like 23. Took flight like Mike, number 23. Before the indictment came, I split like Jada, didn't get wet like Kane. Got out the game. I went from the tunnel, now movie making. So it ain't no confusing why you dudes be hating.